Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and over 10 episodes this season, we'll go behind the scenes at the iconic amphitheater, looking at its history and how things work, and also talk to some of the artists on this year's schedule. It will be another summer to remember. For this season's first episode, we recently spent a beautiful, sun-filled day at Pine Knob as the venue staff prepared it for the next three-plus month of concerts. In the following interviews, we talked to 313 Presents President Howard Handler about putting Season 51 together, and a couple of Pine Knob's food folks about some exciting new items on the menu this year. We also spoke with the winner of the Pine Knob Summer Poster Contest, part of a new collaboration between the venue and Detroit's College for Creative Studies. Well, hello, Pine Knob. And as we do at the beginning of every season, we're here with Howard Handler, who is in charge of everything at 313 Presents and is the major domo at Pine Knob. Everybody will tell you that.
I am the head cheerleader.
And that on top of everything else. But, you know, Howard, last year was the 50th. Anniversary, and so much went on with that. At what point do you sit down and say, okay, 51 and the next 50?
It's incredible. And I knew in the middle of the 50th season and all the different things that we got to do that, man, is that going to be a tough act to follow. But coming out to Pine Knob is a rite of summer for people in southeastern Michigan. We put the best possible lineup together, and we just keep trying to push to do more stuff to surprise people and make them happy, to make the experience a little cooler, easier, better, to have some cool food. We're just trying to keep building on this great legacy.
Were you surprised last summer by how happy people were, people who attend shows, the artists who play shows here, how happy they were that this is Pine Knob again?
I was actually pretty blown away. We knew that it was a good idea when artist after artist comes on stage and says, Hello, Pine Knob. So therefore, what a clever name for a podcast. You know, we knew that there would be a kind of a public embrace, but I think that it really captured some very special emotional territory for people and took them back to whatever their special time was. So for somebody like me, I was a ranger in the summer of 78. I remember the orange seats and the tunnel and the wall and everything else like that, but there were people who really got warm and fuzzy about the 80s and the 90s, and you know, 50 years of history was pretty serious. I think that DTE was an amazing partner, but ultimately what we saw was that the community said, this belongs to me.
In terms of the shows this summer, what's coming that maybe surprised you when it came across your desk that here's a band that's going to be, or an artist that's going to be on tour and we can get them for Pine Knob? And what are you particularly looking forward to?
I am so thrilled with Billy Strings coming.
Native Michigander.
Exactly, from Lansing, Michigan. I'm very excited about The Cure. That's a very high-profile tour that a lot of people are excited about, including, you know, yours truly. Beck in Phoenix. Beck always has some surprises, and I am really excited about the Outlaw Country tour with Willie Nelson. Very interesting, connected back to Billy Strings. Billy Strings participated in that big 90th birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl. Came out and played Whiskey River. Maybe he plays Whiskey River for all of us here at Pine Knob. That show is not only Willie, but it's Bob Weir and Wolf Brothers with our dear friend Don Was, Detroit's own Don Was, Oak Park, Michigan's own Don Was, and String Cheese Incident. And so I'm just very excited. But I also get excited about some of the classics like Dave Matthews, who always comes back, or Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, I think, you know, there's just all kinds of treats for sight, sound, and motion.
Speaking of the classics, we'll be hearing it later this year on the podcast, but I had a chance to talk to Carlos Santana and make sure that he was going to hydrate properly before he comes this year.
Did he have a good sense of humor about it?
He had an excellent sense of humor about it. So we'll hear that in a future episode. You know, obviously he's one of the classics that come back. I imagine too, you know, Matchbox 20, that tour was delayed not once but twice. So do you, as somebody who's presenting these shows, do you sit there knowing you have a good one and just ready for it to actually happen?
Oh, absolutely. We've got Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa coming out. So there's so many different artists in the horizon, so many different tastes. We're so spoiled in the streaming era of being able to sample and listen and fall in love with so many different genres. And, you know, that makes it challenging, but it also makes it really, really fun to, you know, program and put that many shows on our stages.
You have five other venues that you put shows into, all of which you'll be putting shows into in the coming summer. How do you decide what's a Pine Knob show?
It's a really interesting process that we work through with our promoter partner, Live Nation. Who's out on tour? What is their track record? Where are they at in their life cycle? So, you know, somebody like Billy Strings, he's ready to play Pine Knob. And, you know, I can tell you the ticket sales have been incredible, right? Who's coming back that comes back most years? Santana, Dave Matthews. So we really are keeping our ear to the ground in terms of who is going to be out during the summer, and we are making sure that we're on the routing sheet. But it's not hard, because Pine Knob is one of these beloved destinations. It's really fun backstage. Gary, this is something that you're quite familiar with. It's like old home week. People come back and they're like, they recognize the stagehands, they recognize 313 Presents staff. They're excited to be here, and we try to treat them right.
Do you feel like, are we all the way back now from the pandemic? What are you seeing, you know, not just, I guess, at Pine Knob, but at all the 313 venues? Is it all the way back, or what
we
point?
Are unquestionably back, and I think stronger than ever. 19 was a record year for our industry. And one of the first reactions when we hit the pandemic was, oh man, it's never going to be like that again. We start coming back and putting shows up mid to late summer in 21, and it was robust. And I think a lot of people felt, you know, maybe that's pent-up demand. We were all cooped up for so long that, you know, we just got to get back out there as quickly as we can. What we saw in 22 was, it wasn't pent-up demand, that it is a large priority for people to go to concerts, to see their favorite artists, to be out there with their friends. And in fact, 22 was a bigger year in our industry than 19. And so far, the numbers that we're seeing in 23 in terms of unit ticket sales and grosses would suggest that that trend continues. Now, is it going to go up, up, up forever? I'm not sure, but I do love the fact that for our industry and for all these artists and the whole ecosystem of people that support them, that they had to sit down for 18 months without shows, and now we're stronger than ever. I mean, it just fills my heart. It's a fantastic thing.
And it had to feel good, you know, the charge into 22, Pine Knob back, 50th season, and it came out the number one amphitheater in the world.
Incredible. And the work of so many different people, all the people that work here at Pine Knob that love this venue, Independence Township, Clarkston, all the artists that are good enough to come by and to play on our stage, and especially the 600,000 or so fans that showed up as paying customers. It's an amazing responsibility to be number one in the world, because we got to try to keep pressing and getting better. But yes, to celebrate the 50th anniversary, to bring back this beloved Pine Knob name, to launch a phenomenal podcast. I don't know how many venues have podcasts. The photo exhibition, the commemorative merch, on and on and on. Yeah, the fact that it was recognized because of all that as number one is a big deal.
And we'll look forward to a great summer. This summer going for number two. not number two, being number one for the second time.
Well, like, so, yeah, notice how I say, you know, I don't say, it's our 51st season. What I like to say is, it's the beginning of our next 50 years.
That's the best way to look at
it. I'm an old marketing guy. I can't help it.
Well, listen, Howard Handler, thank you for being with us today, and good luck in the coming season.
Thank you, Gary Graff, and thank you, Hello Pie Knob. Cannot wait for the season ahead.
We are here in the Coppercraft area of Pine Knob, and we have just been incredibly well fed. The people to talk to about that are the people who are in charge of the food. Joining me now are Scott Johnson, the executive chef out here at Pine Knob. He's the guy who wields the big knives back in the kitchen. So if you meet him this summer, be nice. And Liz Russell, who's the director of concessions for Levy. Tell me what we can expect for new things this year out at Pine Knob.
Well, yeah, we could start with general concessions. So we're pretty excited to do some new concepts we've never jumped into before, such as the dessert realm and coffee realm. So we're bringing on Detroit mini donuts. They'll do Italian ice and donuts made to order, so you can get your donuts and take the bucket, go right up on the hill, and enjoy the show. We also have the frozen spoon, which is frozen custard options, including a dessert nacho, which is pretty spectacular.
I just had one of those. I can vouch for it.
I know. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
I haven't been able to stand up since I ate it.
Well, I can get you another one.
I'd be happy to stay here till the next show. I'd be happy to just sit here.
And we would be happy to have you. So here's what else we're doing over in Detroit Grill House. We're bringing on a really nice Nashville hot chicken sandwich, and it's very, very, very popular. The last thing we're doing that's brand new is Traveling Tom's coffee truck out of Saginaw. They will make any kind of coffee, hot, cold, or indifferent, any kind of flavor. Put some whipped cream on top of it for you, and that will also be located in the East Plaza at Pine Knob, so definitely look for that.
Scott, is your menu planning for a place like this, for an audience like this, what goes into that consideration?
Well, we just try to keep something new, something fresh, something exciting. So what you guys experienced today with that smoker, right? So we have this beautiful smoking piece of equipment. So I wanted to do a nice kind of smoke trio platter that's available for season ticket holders. So we'll do on our house smoked wings, our house smoked sausage, and pulled pork, and then we'll present that on a platter for season ticket holders in the restaurant. For the general ticket population, we still offer those same menu items, but where we're sitting right now at the Coppercraft Club, where you can order those individually.
What surprises you about people's appetites out here? Are there dishes you've created that, you know, you're throwing it out there because it's a good idea, but you've been surprised by how popular they've been?
Yeah, and a lot of times it depends on the demographic of the show too. So some of the, you know, country shows or older rock and roll groups will be more generated with food, which is exciting for us when you get the younger demographic more on the beverage side. So it's good to get a change of pace, depends on the show.
Do you ever create something that's really messy just for recreation to see, okay, let's see how they handle this one?
I think we're going to cross that bridge as a special later in the season, so stay tuned for that.
You heard that here first. Liz, Scott, thank you very much for being part of the podcast.
Oh, thank you. This has been really great.
Everybody, come to Pine Knob hungry because they have plenty to take care of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we are joined here now in the Coppercraft Lounge by Megan Mizak, who is the Executive Director for Marketing and Communications at the College for Creative Studies, and by Allison Slatka, who is the winner and designer of the first annual Pine Knob poster, which Megan is going to be a continuing association between 313 Presents Pine Knob and CCS. How did this come about?
Yeah, this is really exciting. So in the fall of 22, we started this work in one of our illustration classes with 313 Presents. And we have industry partners that we partner up with and work on real world projects. And this was one of them.
It's great. I gather an enthusiastic response from the school and the students.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun project. The school's thrilled to be working with partners like 313 Presents.
Allison, congratulations. It's a fabulous poster. If anybody is coming out to Pine Knob, what am I saying? Of course, you're all coming out to Pine Knob. It will be around. It will be distributed for free at the end of some concerts and will also be sold at the Pine Knob merchandise stands. Allison, tell me about the inspiration for this piece.
Yeah, I was definitely inspired specifically by stuff from the 70s. When I heard about Pine Knob going back to their original name and kind of incorporating kind of a retro look, bringing back the old 70s when they first started, I was really inspired by that and I wanted to capture that. So I did some research on concert posters, rock posters from the 70s, and I really enjoyed the 70s psychedelic art and the way specifically they used the spirals and bright contrasting colors and all that stuff that I tried to incorporate in my poster.
Is that music you listen to, the 60s psychedelic? Or
I enjoy it, but it's not really my go-to. I'm more of like a 90s, early 2000s rock person.
Fair enough. Are you a Pine Knob person? Have you come out here?
I am definitely a Pine Knob person. I was also really excited when I heard that Pine Knob was coming to us and I had an opportunity to do a poster for them because I've been here so many times, like multiple times a summer. I have tons of nostalgic memories from being here. So it felt especially honored to get to be a part of that.
You used a guitarist as the main image. You know, you have all those great, colorful, psychedelic colors. Why a guitar player?
Not all of their bands feature guitar players. I feel like the guitar is kind of, it's like the instrument. Even in music that isn't necessarily rock, even if you look at like pop and hip hop, it still features some influence of a guitar. And I feel like a guitar is kind of just like the epitome of concert music. It's just exactly what you think of, I guess, when you think of concerts.
So are you planning now this summer, now that you are the winner and the first poster designer, are you just going to keep a poster in your car and then come out here and show it to people and say, you know, I designed this, I get in for free now?
I mean, I could certainly try. It doesn't hurt, right?
Okay, you'll let us know how that works out. Megan, I'm sure that this experience now, you're probably brimming with ideas for what more you can do with the sponsorship. What kind of things are going through the school's mind now?
Yeah, we're really excited. And I think we are looking forward to sitting down with 3&3 and learning about what's next, what's needed. Are we going to do another poster next year? Which major should we work with? It's been a great experience and we're looking forward to it.
Well, it's an exciting new wrinkle to everything that happens in the summer out here. So congratulations to College for Creative Studies, to Allison, Megan. Thanks for being with us and have a great summer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher for Odyssey and is available via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the Hill.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.